Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 46 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and praise Ninja Jesus, it's the last page of skill descriptions. We're picking up with the temple philosophies and skills category. We already talked a little about begging last time. This page includes the fasting skill. Quote, the ability to go for long periods of time without food. So long as the character has sufficient water, 2 weeks without food will be pretty easy. After that, the character will have to roll under the base skill to avoid becoming weakened or sick. The base skill is 54% plus 4% per level of experience. So this skill teaches us an awful lot that we didn't know about fasting and indeed about starving. First of all, the trick is to fast smarter, not harder. This is a skill you can learn. And if you're going to not eat, you have to not eat correctly to avoid the unfortunate consequences, the stumbling blocks of the amateur. And don't think you can get away with just winging it. This is not an improv situation. Fasting is not available as a secondary skill. So not eating isn't the sort of thing you can just do on the side. You have to commit to it. You need real kung fu training to get into fasting. The good news is that once you have gotten that training, then your physical fitness lays no bar to your success in the lucrative field of not eating food. You can have a physical endurance of 3. You can have 4 hit points. You can be so weak that you have the inability to swim for a full minute without becoming exhausted. But nonetheless, you will still have, at first level, that 58% chance of suffering no ill effects from failing to consume food. This is the Breatharian skill. Because noticeably, while you do have a chance for success prescribed by this skill, there's no time frame involved. Like, I mean, we saw back in the espionage skills, the concealment skill, for example, is very strict with that TSA-style limit on, like, the linear dimensions of an object you can hide on your person. No such restrictions here. Very loosey-goosey in regard to, like, do you ever have to eat food? like, how often do you have to make this roll? And it's not like you die, you just become weak if you fail. Which, you know, this skill advances pretty quickly and it starts pretty high. In fact, if you have a high IQ, then you'll be able to have an even higher skill percentage than this. So if you went to a really good school for fasting, or if you're very smart, then you can go longer without eating. But let's say you're a character toward the end of, you know, a typical campaign. Again, we always go to 9th or 10th level. It's been a couple years. You're a very experienced character. Not yet topping out the experience scale, but just like a player on the international scene. A top spy. Or a top ninja, as the case may be. You're going to have like a 94% rating in this skill by that time. Even if you do not have the exceptional intelligence to fast smarter than other people. We don't know how often you have to roll for fasting. We know you don't have to do it at all until 2 weeks have passed. But then at that point, is it every day? Is it every week? We don't know. But let's say that you have to roll every day after those 2 weeks pass. You only have a 6% chance of failure. And failing only makes you weak or sick. So you're probably going to have to fail 2 or 3 times before you're facing real serious consequences. If you work out the math on that, you'll see that you should probably be able to go, I don't know, 8 weeks or so without food before you're facing any serious repercussions, which is actually conveniently realistic because in real life, 8 weeks is about the amount of time you can go without eating before you drop dead. I learned this figure from the Wikipedia page on starvation, which I don't recommend that you visit if your plan for the day is to continue enjoying your muffin and making dumb jokes about ninjas. After the temple skills, we go on to a bewildering array of weapon proficiencies to close out the skill section, but they've got nothing to hold a candle to fasting. For presenting fasting as a learned skill, an exclusive skill, a skill that requires formal training, one based on IQ, not physical fitness or endurance, that, when mastered, allows you to become sick and die from lack of food just the same as a regular person, I award the fasting skill the dumbest thing on this final page of the skill section. And now, at last, with a deep breath, it's time to get pumped. Join me tomorrow as we look at occupational character classes and finally learn how all this comes together so that we can play a ninja on page 47 of Ninjas and Super Spies, tomorrow on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.